Understood. So Kashi stands for Atma, you know, and Manikarnika Ghat, I told you. And the next, what is there in that Kashi? You know, so many things you have to, everything has its own, the symbolic meanings. And that is Ganga. Ganga. See, the Ganga is the holiest of the rivers again. It has two important, it symbolizes two factors. Ganga stands for the unbroken flow of perennial Vedic wisdom. So it stands for Veda Shastra. Ganga stands for Veda Shastra. Ganga stands for Jnanam, knowledge. So now Kashi symbolizes the very reality Atma. Ganga stands for the knowledge of the Atma. So knowledge of the Atma presupposes what? Implies what? Being given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. So being given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga means what? Being given to the discipline of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasa. So Ganga stands for the beginningless, endless flow of Vedic wisdom. So the having three dips in Ganga, we have to go to Ganga, and you go with all malam, all impurities in your mind, because ajnanam is one malam, one dirt. Self-ignorance is the dirt. Ignorance caused erroneous perception of self and the world is dirt. And superimposition of limitations upon the non-self upon the self is a dirt. And this erroneous perception caused wrong notions, ahankara, is a dirt. And ahankara caused what? The fundamental problem is a dirt. And as a result of which, and all these emotions, raga, dvesha, like strong likes and dislikes, desires, anger, jealousy, hatred, anxiety, it's all dirt. It's all natural. The beauty of Veda Shastram is nobody is found fault anywhere. You're just accommodated, you're understood, and you're helped to see your problem. Now, later Veda Shastram, none in the world is found fault. So that Ganga. So you go and have three dips in the Ganga. The Shastra Ganga. So Ganga stands for Shastram and have three dips. First dip is Shravanam. What goes? When you have first dip, the dirt of ignorance goes. And second dip you have, okay, the dirt in the form of all doubts go away. Mananam. And with the third dip, you have ascertained doubt-free vision of your swarupam. Third dip, after Nididhyasam. And after having three dips in terms of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasam, and you come out what? You come out soaked in water. You're soaked in water. Soaked in Jnanam. Overflowing Jnanam. You come out overflowing Jnanam. You're clean. You're free from all impurities. Sanchita, Agami, all karma. You're free from all karmas. You're free. You're free means you have luxury of reveling the vision of fullness of happiness. And you have to celebrate that moksha. Isn't it? That's why Deepavali day people go and have the Ganga Snanam. Why Deepavali? Narakasura vadham happens. And you, that's why you eat sweets, wear new clothes, wearing new clothes. Because your perspective change, the change in perspective, isn't it? Is symbolized by wearing new clothes. No more. There and the perception becomes resolved, removed. So you have, you're free. This is Ganga. That's why Ganga is for us. Jnanam is, there's nothing which is as sanctifying, more sanctifying as Jnanam, isn't it? Pavanam. Because Punati, it purifies. Ganga purifies. Tirthavarya, most purifying. This is one meaning. Another meaning is Ganga also symbolizes the perennial manifestation of the consciousness. See, the absolute reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, is ever of the nature of changelessness. Knowledge, the swarupam of knowing doesn't undergo any change. So reading its swarupam in terms of knowing, the power of reality, the knowing power, isn't it? Becomes manifest, becomes unmanifest, becomes manifest, becomes unmanifest. Every time there is the manifestation of consciousness, okay, manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am, the world is. See, knowledge of the first and the foremost of the manifestations is what? I am. Knowledge of self-existence rises of a thought, isn't it? In terms of I am. That is the first and the foremost of the manifestations of knowledge. Before the manifestation of Aham, isn't it? It's only pure reality, the source of manifestation. No, nothing else exists before I am. I am the first. Only then the world is, the knowledge of the existence of manifestation, the knowledge of the existence of the world becomes manifest. Only after the manifestation of knowledge of the existence of the self. See, the knowledge of the existence of the self comes first. Only then knowledge of the existence of the world comes. Isn't it true? Therefore, the whole world shines only in the light of I am. And that I am, who I am then? What is this I am? Who am I? I am. Where will you resolve? Where will you, what is, I am should be equal to what? Abstract formless consciousness. Which is ever of the nature of knowing. That is how this, I'm always of the form of nature of consciousness. Isn't it? Therefore, and I am comes, then the world shines. I am becomes manifest, knowledge comes, knowledge of self-existence becomes manifest, the world shines. Again, knowledge of self-existence resolves, becomes unmanifest. Consciousness, the source of manifestation, does not become manifest, unmanifest. Is it? The knowledge of existence becomes manifest in awareness, consciousness. Again, becomes unmanifest. It comes and it goes. If it comes, it is waking state. It is srishti. It resolves, deep sleep state. Deluge. No, dissolution. When does it happen? It has been happening constantly. That's why it's perennial. There's a perennial flow of manifestation of the reality, the consciousness. That is also symbolized by what? This Ganga. Ganga river symbolizes the flow, eternal flow of Vedic wisdom, And also, the perennial manifestation of consciousness. It means it can never be stopped. Just as the flow of Ganga is, no, never breaks. It keeps on flowing, flowing, flowing. That's why we say Vatrada Jivanati. It keeps on flowing. In the same way, the flow of manifestation of consciousness is there continuously, beginninglessly, endlessly, continuously is there. Becomes manifest, results. Becomes manifest, results. Becomes manifest, results. But doesn't stop. Where Ganga symbolizes two, okay? One is Vedic wisdom, one is manifestation of consciousness. Perennial manifestation of the pure awareness. This Ganga. The another factor, we remember when you think of Kashi. Then, so it's not part of the stotram, part of this Kashi Panchakam, but we have to supply that, what extra is. First, you go to Kashi all the way, the place Kashi, I'm not talking about the Atmanam. You travel to Kashi, which symbolizes Atma, and there, the Ganga, the place in the Ganga, in the place of Ganga, the Kashi, you go and have dip in Ganga. And after Ganga, what, before even Ganga, what happens now? Isn't it? Go to Manikarnika Ghat. There, body identity goes because you have dip in Ganga. Isn't it? Negation of body identity itself is what? As good as having cremated, buried the body. But having buried the notion that I am the body. Then you have Vishwanatha Darshanam. Before the dip in Ganga, you can't have Darshanam. Because you are still not clean. Before going to temple, having the Darshanam of Bhagavan, you must be clean. You must have clean clothes. You can't go that dirty, isn't it? So have dip in Ganga. You are clean now, isn't it? And who would you see? Vishwanatha Darshanam. And who is Vishwanatha? The Lord of the universe. There is no Lord of the universe other than the truth. Other than this, other than Kashi. The Kashi is Vishwanatha. The self-effulgent, Kashi means self-effulgent, self-shining, self-evident awareness. Pure awareness is the Lord of the universe. Nothing which is beyond that Kashi. Kashi happens beyond everything. Kashi is the Lord of everything. Because Kashi is not dependent on any pramanam to come to light. Because self-evident. To know your existence, you don't need a pramanam. You don't need a means of knowledge. Whereas to have knowledge of anything other than yourself, you need a pramanam. Therefore, everything has different existence. You know, who can be the Lord? The known world, the known objective universe is dependent on the knower consciousness to come to light. Dependent on the pramanam also. As in therefore, the Kashi alone enjoys the status of being the Lord of the universe. Vishwanatha. Kashi is Vishwanatha. And who is Kashi? We're going to see in the month the verse Aham Kashi. Aham Kashi. I am Kashi myself. I am self-effulgent reality. That's the meaning there. Once you Vishwa the Darshanam, what is there then? Kashi Yatra is over. The purpose is served. You're free. Having the Vishnu of Vishwanatha means you are one with Ishvara. You don't see yourself being separate from Ishvara. You see yourself being non-separate from Ishvara. Kashi happens with Vishwanatha, the Lord of the universe. You are Kashi. The Kashi is Vishwanatha. through your Vishwanatha. Got it? This is seeing one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara. From the standpoint of the Kriya, Swarupa. Isn't it? So Vishwanatha Darshanam means seeing, understanding the self-effulgent reality, consciousness being the Lord of the universe. And self, I am the self-effulgent reality, self-evident reality. Therefore, reality is Kash Vishwanath, the Lord of the universe. That I am the Lord of the universe. What does it mean here? I am the Lord of the universe means I am non-separate from the Lord. Seeing one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara is what Advaita Jnanam. That is vision of the non-duality of the reality. Of course, and what about the plurality? What about the differences, divisions? Isn't it? The divisions and differences are perceptible only in ignorance. Of course, in jnanam also one can see the divisions and differences. But in jnanam, one falsifies it, is it? You negate as mithya. Differences are not seen as real in jnanam. Divisions and differences. Whereas in ignorance, you see the divisions and differences as real. Perspective change happens. Nothing changes outside. The perception of duality is there in jnanam. Perception of duality is there in ajnanam also. Isn't it? That doesn't change. But what changes? Not outside. The change happens only if the perspective change alone happens. So dvaita bheda buddhi. The bheda buddhi goes. The notion of oneself being different from Ishvara, the notion of one individual being different from other individual, the perception of the universe being different from the Lord, Lord being different from the universe, all these differences become resolved in the wake of the knowledge of one's own self being the Lord, non-separate from the Lord. Okay. This is what is the this is the symbolic things. The meaning of these factors which are associated with the Kashi. Kashi Kshetram. Now Kashi is a Kshetram. Kashi Nataha, isn't it? In fact, here there's no Kshetram in space also, isn't it? And it is this abstract formless consciousness, awareness, is the Kashi, in which the whole Jagat, the entire world of beings, enjoys existence. Got it? Vishwam, the entire universe, enjoys existence where? In Kashi. In the self-shining, self-effulgent reality. So, there's one word in that verse. Aham nija bodha rupa kashi. Aham nija bodha rupa. I'm going to read the verse. Later on, I mean, maybe just remember only this word. After learning every word, if it will be much easier for you. Nijabodhas Rupa. Kashi is Strilinga Shabda. So, Aham Kashi Nijabodha Rupa. Bodha Rupa. Bodha Rupam Yasyaha. Sa Kashi Bodha Rupa Kashi. So I am of the form of, nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. Bodharupa means I am of the form of, I am of my own form of Nija means one's own. I am ever of one's own nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness. Bodha, Bodha means knowledge. What is the form of the reality? Formlessness in the form of the reality. Formlessness means again some form. In which form, in what form does reality obtain? So reality obtains in the form of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. That's why Nija Bodha Rupa Kashi. Aham Kashi. Now what is Kashi? Aham Kashi. Aham. I am. This I am self-effulgent reality. Who am of nature of consciousness. So in what form does reality obtain? Name of consciousness, which is nature of the reality. So here please understand, this I am, only take only this I am. I am is the most significant word here. Word, this one word, I am, okay, there's I and am. I stands for pure consciousness. Am stands for pure existence. I want to say Sat, Chit and Sat. When all particular R should come first, so we say Sat Chit. Chit Sat alone. Sat Chit. I am means Sat Chit, consciousness, existence. Wave is means what? Water is. I am means what? Consciousness, existence. Whether we like it, we don't like it, this is a fact. Okay. How do you understand here? See, when we do this, knower the subject-object analysis. So this I am, if you see, what is this I? What is this am? What is this I am? What is this? If I say, what is this? What is this? What is this? What is this I am? What is this knowledge? You're not asking who I am. You're asking now what this manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am. What is this knowledge? It is knowledge, knowledge of self-existence. I am is knowledge of self-existence. Okay. What is this knowledge essentially? This is knowledge. Yes, this knowledge. What is this knowledge? This knowledge is it knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, isn't it? Is different. Because I am forms part of the individual in the human being. Isn't it? Every individual human being is a composite of both Atma and Atma. The non-physical body alone is not a human being, but with the physical body there cannot be human being. Isn't it? Today, only this is only lesson now before we end the class. So without body there cannot be a human being, but body alone is not the human being. Body forms part of the human being. Similarly, sense powers, jnanendriyani. Jnanendriyani alone are not human being. But without jnanendriyani, there cannot be human being. The karmendriyani are not human being. But without karmendriyani, there cannot be human being. Jnanendriyani, karmendriyani, subtle powers, physiological functions. The physiological functions alone do not become a individual being. But without physiological functions, there cannot be individual human being. So they form part of the individual, isn't it? See, similarly here, the antahkara mind, you take mind. So antakkanam, again the entire internal instrument of knowledge consists of varieties of thoughts, and some thoughts constitute intellect, some thoughts constitute mind, some thoughts constitute memory, chittam, and only this particular theta is what I am. Knowledge of self existence is ahankara. I am, isn't it? So all these varieties of cognitions and thoughts constitute this antakkaranam. So mind alone, memory alone doesn't form the individual. Without memory, there cannot be an individual. So also without intellect, there cannot be an individual. So intellect, you understand mind itself with in terms of four different functions. So function names, mind, intellect, memory, everything forms part of the individual. Like that, I am also is what? Part of the object individual being, isn't it? This I am. This I am, see now, the body is different from the subtle powers. Hello, different from body. Even though they are all of them together constitute the individual human being, but they are different from the other, isn't it? So I am is distinct, not distant. This knowledge of self-existence obtaining in the form of thought, which comes and goes, in the presence of which there is a waking state of mind, in the absence of which there is a deep sleep state of the mind. This knowledge, which forms part of the individual, is distinct from the rest of the aspects which constitute the individual. Why? This I am is self-evident knowledge, isn't it? So everything else is evident to the I, evident to. Because chittam is evident, mind is evident, intellect is evident, body is evident, physiological functions are evident, karmendriyani are evident, jnanendriyani evident. To whom? Everything is evident to me, isn't it? So I am. And what is evidence for my own existence? I am evident. I am the evidence. I am the knower of everything else. I am the knower of myself. The knower of the knower is the knower of the known. Knower of the known is the knower of the knower also. The known can never become the knower. Understand? The known can never become the knower. The knower of the known is the knower of the knower also. Which means there's no knower at all other than the Atma. So I am the knower. What is this I am? We say the knowledge of self-existence. Who am I? If you ask this, I am the knower. Knower of everything, anything known. So I, the knower, am different from, distinct from everything and anything known. Distinct but not distant. Distinct but not distant. So now the question is, who am I the knower? What am I the knower? What is this I am? If you ask, the knower is, as I told in Gita class, knower is only a temporary title given to this abstract formless reality, consciousness. Abstract formless reality, you can't even say consciousness. Abstract formless reality. The knower is the title given to this abstract formless reality, which is there, always knowing the presence of I am. Okay, and the absence of I am. The art which comes and goes. Which is there knowing the guns of existence of the self, the knowledge of the existence of the self. In deep sleep state, ignorance of the existence of the self is object of knowledge. In waking state, the knowledge of the existence of the self is object of knowledge. So knowledge also is object of knowledge. Ignorance also is object of knowledge. Got it? So knower of the ignorance and the knowledge is distinct, okay, different from the known knowledge and ignorance. Got it now? Knower of knowledge and ignorance is distinct, different from the known knowledge, known ignorance. And who is the knower of knowledge, knower of ignorance? Absolute knower. From the standpoint of the known ignorance, the standpoint of the known knowledge, the knower is a title, that's all. There's no knower other than the abstract formless reality that knows. That which is there inexplicably, that which is there form, that which is there, okay, that which is there inconceivably, imperceptibly, that which is there, that which is there, that which knows is what? The reality. And it knows because knowing is the Swarupa. Therefore, it is said to be what? The knower. Really speaking, knowing is not an action. From the standpoint of the known ignorance and knowledge, the reality is given the title of knower. And the absolute knower is ever of the nature of knowing, which is abstract formless reality. And it is implied by the term consciousness or awareness or pure knowledge in terms of its nature of being conscious, in terms of nature of being awareness, being aware, in terms of its nature of knowing. See, any word used to reveal the reality, indicate, imply reality, any word only reveals reality in terms of its nature. The word consciousness is used to mean the reality because consciousness, why you use it? The word consciousness reveals reality in terms of its nature of being conscious. The word knowledge reveals reality in terms of its nature of knowing. The word awareness reveals reality in terms of its nature of being aware. Swarupam. There's no word can be used otherwise. Understand? So what this I am, the knower, the knower is pure awareness. Therefore, I am awareness. Nija bodha rupa. A is equal to B, B is equal to C, or A is equal to C. You got nija bodha rupa. Aham nija bodha rupa kashi. Kashi is a feminine gender word. Nija bodha rupa means what? I am of my own nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness. When you listen to these classes, people may think, every time the same thing is repeated, what is being taught here? Nothing is presented eloquently. Nothing is presented. No? Here it is not, it's something you had to be with every word to see what is being brought to light. That which cannot be brought to light, that which brings everything to light is brought to light by the words of the Shastra. Isn't it? Now we can say, where does the universe shine? Where does the universe shine? The whole jagat shines only in the form of a thought. And the thought shines where? Only in the awareness. Understand? It looks as though the object, we say objective universe. My God. The objective universe, inclusive of body, mind, sense complex, is in the form of a thought, the mind. Where are you experiencing the world? You feel like saying here outside, isn't it? No. When you say objective universe, you must include generously, magnanimously, your body, mind, sense complex also. This entire objective universe, inclusive one's own body, mind, sense complex, shines in the form of thought in the pure awareness. Understand? Therefore, Aham Nijabodha Rupa Kashi. Aham Kashi. Now, you all have gone to Kashi. When you arrive at the fact of your own self, your own essential nature being, yourself being, your real self being pure consciousness awareness, a pure consciousness existence, isn't being aware of your nature being awareness is what? Completing a journey to Kashi. Okay, we have arrived at the Kashi Kshetram now. Okay, on a Kartika Masam. In the very auspicious second day of Kartika month, do you think you can do anything better than this? Doing Kashi, see, and reading this Kashi Panchakam, understand the meaning of Kashi Panchakam, isn't it? In fact, is the best thing you can do on this path. You can do anything better than this. This is Yajna. It is Yagaha. It is understanding Kashi Panchakam is as good as doing even the danam of thousands of cows is as good as performing so many rituals. It's a best puja. It is doing a big puja. It's like doing a big puja. So I have just introduced to you how important it is to understand the symbolic language in the light of the teaching. Isn't it? So if you do not understand the spirit behind the cultural forms, you become a mechanical, isn't it? Superstitious belief. If you understand it, it's uplifting wisdom. So we'll come back and see in the afternoon. Okay? Because I मनोवृत्तिः परमोपशान्तिः मनोवृत्तिः परमोपशान्तिः सा तीर्थवर्या मणिकर्णिका च सा तीर्थवर्या मणिकर्णिका च ज्ञानप्रवाहा विमलादिगङ्गा ज्ञानप्रवाहा विमलादिगङ्गा सा काशिकाहम् साकाशिकाहम् निजबोधरूपा मनोनिवृत्तिः परमोपशान्तिः मनोनिवृत्तिः परमोपशान्तिः सा तीर्थवर्या मणिकर्णिका च तीर्थवर्या मणिकर्णिका च ज्ञानप्रवाहा विमलादिगङ्गा ज्ञानप्रवाहा विमलादिगङ्गा साकाशिकाहम् साकाशिकाहम् निजबोधरूपा अहम् निजबोधरूपा काशिका. अहम् निजबोधरूपा काशिका. Kashika. Okay. Now, Kashi, Kashi, Kashi were taught me. How did the word Kashika comes? What does it mean? Kashi alone, Kashika. Kashi is Ikaranta Stilinga Shabda and Kashika is Akaranta Stilinga Shabda. Same. It's a feminine gender word. Kashika and Kashi mean the same. Kashika means what? Self-effulgent, self-shining, self-evident, self-revealing reality. Self-effulgent reality. Aham Kashika. I am Kashi myself. I am Kashi myself. I am self-abilitous reality. And here, and Nija Bodha Rupa. So I am self-effulgent reality who am of the nature of knowledge. Nija means what? My own nature of consciousness, awareness. This is the, okay, I'll stop. We'll come back on afternoon when in the next class, I see that you memorize the verse in the class itself. Okay, I'll repeat, I'll teach you that.